Hello, thank you for contacting customer services. This is Scott. How may I assist you?
Hey, Scott. This is Josh with Capital One on recorded line. Got a mutual customer on the line here. We're receiving some charges from True Vital for $67.32. I'm not sure why. We're just wondering if you could help us figure it out and potentially stop that from happening.
I'd be more than happy to assist you with this. Can I please get the zip code?
I'll let the customer provide that information.
It's 29579.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Luke Terracino.
Luke Terracino?
Right.
Can I get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
4980 Windsor Greenway, Unit 101, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 29579.
Thank you for that information, sir. Sorry, I'm waiting for my system to load. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear. So I do see, hold on, let me, there we are. I do see that on June 4th of this year, you had placed an order for a tactical bag that was shipped out to you and that would have enrolled you into our gadget campaign. Are you aware of what that is?
No.
Okay. So with the gadget campaign, you pay shipping and handling for an item that is a gift to get you to enroll with the gadget campaign. And as stated in the terms of agreement, with the gadget campaign, you will be billed monthly, and you receive a chance to win items monthly. That is not a guarantee. People do win those items, though. You also receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store with the gadget campaign. They should have sent you an email so you could have claimed those vouchers.
No, I didn't enroll in anything. I did get the package. I did authorize the $5 and some cents shipping, but I didn't enroll in nothing.
Yes, sir. It was all stated within the terms of agreements. So this isn't anything that you're interested in?
I didn't interested in any of it. No.
Okay.
I want a refund on it. I don't want it.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I'm just following my protocol. And I can't offer you a 35% discount. Would you be interested in that?
I don't want anything. No, I don't want anything. I want my money back, and I don't want you charging my account.
Yes, sir. So no 50% discount, no 75% discount. You're not interested in a discount?
No, I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing. No.
So I see that you were charged shipping and handling for the item, and then you were also charged
$5
month.
In some sense.
Yes.
No. It was only a $5 charge for shipping.
And you were also charged.
Why would I be charged for anything that I don't want?
Yeah, so there was a $67 charge that went through, yes.
Yes. Right. And that $67 charge, we will be able to issue you a 35% refund because it was a valid charge. It was all stated clearly within the terms of conditions.
I don't think that's acceptable. We should be getting the full refund for the $67.32 because he was solicited and did not agree to be charged on a recurring basis.
Okay. In which case, I will be we'll be issuing you that full refund. Just please bear with me. Stay on the line while I work on doing that.
Thank you.
Happy to assist. Okay, your refund was submitted successfully. I'm also working on canceling your account so that you are no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us.
Now, that one that was pending, is that taken care of?
So long as it hasn't been paid, when we cancel this out, it should cancel itself out.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for your patience. I do have you canceled. I have your refund submitted. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days to enter your account. I have a confirmation code confirming you're canceled. Would you be interested in that?
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in cat, 260561517.
Okay, C. 260561517.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you for contacting customer services. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I'd just like to speak to Capital One, John.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect the line. I think that was all. Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Enjoy your week.
Likewise.